Yeah, eat, sleep, fantasy, you rocking with the best. NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs, better follow the conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation, we doing what we like. Tune in every week, guaranteed we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts, I know you plan to be joining us on Eat Sleep Fantasy. Yeah, Eat Sleep Fantasy. Eat Sleep Fantasy.
Hola, muchachos y muchachas of Eat Nation. Welcome back to another episode of the Eat Sleep Fantasy Football Podcast, also known as the T-shirt cannon of fantasy football podcasts. My name is Christian Brito. Joining me, as always, on this lovely pod is Mr. Dale DeMott. Que bola, Dale.
What's up, man? We are the T-shirt cannons of fantasy football podcasts because we ignite the crowd with energy every time we come out to the stage.
So why are you saying that so dead?
Are you kidding me? That was action-packed, as high energy as I get.
Michael Bay explosions in the background.
Exactly. It's like I'm walking away from, you know, the car scene, and all the cars are flipped over, and I'm just walking nonchalantly towards the camera.
I'll be honest, though, that's a pretty good description of our podcast. Like, we're the Michael Bay movie of fantasy football podcast. Like, You're getting the action-packed pod right here. Like, that's right. What you want. You want...
Yeah, you're getting the fiery cars and, yeah.
Fast and furious.
Yeah, I'm fast, you're furious.
You may have been fast before your Osgood Slaughters.
Yes, that is true. And now I can't even kneel. I can't even take the knee like everybody else is because my Osgood Slaughters. Well, I can on my left knee, but then to get up using my right, it hurts. So
can we be fat and furious and I'll switch to fat?
That's fine.
Although I'm also angry, so I might be furious angry as well.
You are fat and furious. That's
so that's just me? That's just me. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You're fat and furious.
All right. Can you stop calling me fat now? All right. Once or twice was okay. You said it three times. I'm like, okay.
Fat and furious. We got it.
All right. The reason that we wanted to mention T-shirt cannon, though, is that we want to start doing something new. We want to reward everyone that is following us on Twitter, especially those that have our tweet notifications on and our loyal listeners that also, you know, follow us throughout the day. So tell them about what we're doing there, Dale.
Yes, we are kind of stealing a little bit. I am going to give credit where credit is due. Gary Vaynerchuk has done something in the past. He does a 60-minute club or something like that. Or no, 60-second club is what he does. But we're doing a 5-minute member. So it's not exactly stealing. But anyways, if you reply to our tweet, and it is going to be a specific tweet during the day saying, hey, this is a tweet to win a free T-shirt. If you reply to that tweet within 5 minutes and use a hashtag 5-minute member, you are eligible to get a T-shirt. But Christian, why don't you tell them why this is so exciting?
This is so exciting because I like giving away T-shirts.
And because we are giving away T-shirts.
Every episode?
Every single episode we are giving away a T-shirt. Because we are really bad at planning and spending money, that we bought way too many T-shirts. And I have a giant duffel bag full of small and medium and large, a couple extra large. I got a couple bright orange shirts, too.
Construction worker shirts.
Yep. So you will randomly, there's no choice. Actually, if you win, just tell me your size, and I will randomly select a T-shirt for you. It might be one of the crappier ones. It might be a good one, but you should be happy because you're getting it for free anyways.
Yeah, just, you know, wear it on Saturday when you're doing errands and shit. That's basically when I wear mine.
All right.
Tweeting that right now.
Okay, cool. That's our first tweet.
It'll make more sense on Fridays when we're doing a live show.
Oh, don't forget, this Friday, I think we are doing a live, the French Friday show on
Friday. Today. It's today. Well, I know we're recording this Thursday night.
Sure,
late,
sure. Right.
But it'll be when you hear this, it'll be tonight.
Yes.
We'll tonight. Be live, 9 p.m. on double T-shirt French Friday.
Oh, that's right. Because we're giving out two shirts on Friday. Dang. Ooh.
Double T-shirt Friday. Holy crap. Already getting tweets replies.
Really? Dang it. I was hoping nobody would the first one so we could spare a T-shirt.
Okay, well, we got a reply within 9 seconds, another one within 8, and another one within 5.
Okay, well, we're not judging. As long as it's all within 5 minutes, we randomly select. So it's not the first person. It's...
Holy crap, 3 more tweets.
It's okay, it's okay.
I can't keep up, man.
Just ignore it. Man.
Twitter is very, very good for me. It helps with my attention because I need to pay attention to multiple things at multiple times.
Yeah.
At the same time. So I'm podcasting while Twittering.
Yep. Before we get going, don't forget, we already mentioned Twitter. You can follow us at EatSleepFF. Even if you don't have Twitter, if you don't even know what it is, if your kids have Twitter and you're like, I'm never going to get on that thing, just join just to follow us to get a free T-shirt at least. And in the process, we're probably going to give you some pretty good fantasy information, an occasional penis picture or something like that.
Nope, no penis maybe. Pictures.
Yeah, okay, not actual penis, like a cartoon penis or something sometimes, right? We've done that before.
Well, we've done worse than that in our group chats.
So anyways, even if you don't have Twitter, just download the app. It's free anyways. Quit being an old man or woman and get Twitter. Follow us at EatSleepFF.
Probably should have mentioned that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And don't forget, also on Facebook and Instagram, we aren't as active, and I want to apologize to everybody still following us on those. We'll get into it. It's a lot to do, man. It's tough managing all of them just between us. So a big shout out to Austin, too, for helping us with a lot of social media stuff as well. And, man, there's a lot of people to thank. We'll thank everybody at the end. But Austin's been helping us out a lot lately, so I just want to give him a quick wink. Or a wave, I don't know, whatever you want to call it.
Dick shake?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. You mentioned Sleeperbot. We're on
what?
There. Sleeperbot?
No, I didn't mention it.
We have a lot of followers on Sleeperbot, and we push out a lot of our content there. So if you aren't following us on Twitter, also follow us on Sleeperbot. We will get to the second half of the game previews in just a minute, but we're just doing a little bit of housekeeping. Thank you for adding that.
I'll try.
Nope. You will.
Okay.
I'm going to... Do you want me to force you to do it?
You can't, because I'll tell you why. Something screwed up with my drive that I have all the drops on, and it's not recognizing my stupid computer for like the last couple episodes. That's why we haven't had any drops. So I don't count on it. But if it's not in there, this is what it sounds like. Housekeeping? Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off? That's what it sounds like.
Good. I was about to like say an inappropriate word just to make sure that you put the drop in, but I didn't know that.
5 minute member. Don't forget hashtag 5 minute member. All right.
Someone just tweeted hashtag minute member. That's wrong, buddy. At BS Hoosier. Probably Canadian.
Probably Canadians. By the way, shout out to Australia. We do have a lot of Australian,
but no shout out to Canada.
Canada is our second highest country. People listen to us more from Canada than any other country except for the United States.
Okay. The second highest country. Like they do the second most drugs. That was stupid. Let's move on. Just ignore me. I won't get the loser horn sound though, because you're not putting drops. Because you all suck at this.
Today we are talking, yesterday we gave you some game previews for this coming week, week 4. We're going to finish those, we're going to give you our thoughts on some of these games, and maybe mix in some Rachel Ray references.
Nope, we got some negative reviews on that.
Man, the stuff, look, for our loyal listeners who really, and like, I'm not going to say really. Nobody really enjoys listening to us. Nope. People that are listening to us. Mm-hmm. If you haven't given us a review, I'll tell you why it's important to give us a review. Because people that don't get the show will tune in for the first time and hear us talk about Rachel Ray. And then give us a 1-star review on iTunes because we talk about Rachel Ray. So mm-hmm. I'm telling you this so maybe you guys can feel bad for us and give us a 5-star review to help even that rating out, because ratings do really matter when we're getting new people, you know, tuning in. And when they see 1-star saying all that we do is talk about Rachel Ray, that hurts us, I think, to some people.
Yeah, but I don't understand that. Like, that guy just doesn't get the show, man.
Yeah, he was a bad. He was in a bad mood that day, maybe.
All right. Before we move on, just a couple of quick pieces of news.
Do you realize that we said before we move on?
No. Before we move into the game preview. Okay, but before we move into the game previews, there's like just a few pieces of news, but we don't have a news drop, so I can't say let's do the news and notes or whatever the drop is. The noticias 23. I don't know why when I'm talking to you, my Spanish is white guy Spanish. Like, yeah. I speak perfect, fluent Spanish. Like, my first few words were in Spanish. And when I'm with you, I do, like, the noticias 23 as if, like, I don't speak Spanish. Can I do the next segment in Spanish?
Sure. For all our Mexico listeners south of the border.
That's what you're going to do? For all the Mexicans? You're going to exclude every other Hispanic or Latino?
don't forget, Puerto Rico, if they're listening.
They're not, because they just got hit by a hurricane.
Yeah, that sucks.
Category 5 hurricane. Yeah. Dude, I've been like kind of following that. There's a lot of people here in South Florida that have family in Puerto Rico. And some of the stuff that's being done. So I know you hated a little bit on J.J. Watt. Pitbull just decided, here, take my private plane to help people get in and out of the country.
Now, wait, hold on. The big thing here is, did Pitbull go on the radio or go on the news and say,
nope,
my album's coming out in 2 days, and I am sending my plane.
Stop being that guy.
I'm just saying.
Jesus. Listen, Christ.
Look, Pitbull
who
didn't
cares?
Do that. Pitbull didn't do
he
that.
Didn't. Okay.
And J.J. Watt did. That's all I'm saying. I'm not.
Okay,
I'm
how
not,
about this? Okay.
I'm not going to say.
This is, great this is a great PR move for Royal Caribbean, but they deserve it. Royal Caribbean is sending entire cruise ships to help evacuate people from Puerto Rico.
Yep. And did you once hear Royal Caribbean say, and if you book your next cruise, you get 20% off? Nope. They just said, we're doing this for the good of, the world.
Who hurt you, Dale?
Just saying, man. Like,
did JJ Watch touch you inappropriately?
Just do good stuff because you want to do good stuff, not because you want to sell merchandise, is all I'm saying.
Here's a doll. Show me where JJ Watt touched you.
Oh, man. I like JJ Watt. I do. I think he's a great player.
Anyways, news. Since I don't have a drop, it's not let. We're like 15 minutes into the show.
Okay.
Not that far. We're like 12 minutes into the show, but still.
Right.
Andrew Luck, we spoke about this a little bit last night. He could be out all the way through till November. So 4 more weeks, at least 5 more weeks. Let's see. He probably won't be in the starting lineup here on the report from Dr. David Chow, who actually called us back.
He did.
We should call him again. He actually called us back. We were on the show. He called us twice, Dale.
Yeah.
But anyways, we should probably speak to him and not leave him hanging.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure he's waiting for a phone call.
I'll call him tomorrow. I will call him tomorrow. Just remind
That'd
me.
Be good.
And we'll speak to him. Okay. See if we can get a little bit of a clarification, but seems like you're stuck with Jacoby Brissett if you're a T.Y. Hilton owner or Dante Moncrief owner. If you're a Moncrief owner, like, I think he might be close to droppable. What do you think?
Very close. They're saying maybe November for Andrew Luck, right? So, yeah. Moncrief definitely not startable.
My rest of season rankings. He is 69th in my rest of season wide receiver rankings. So wide receiver 5 or 6, depending on your league.
Exactly.
You have to
have two wide receivers on bye in order to play him in a flex. So
in most leagues, I don't think he needs to be owned.
No, I don't either. I think there's guys with much more upside out there than
T.Y. Hilton drops for me to a low-end wide receiver two, unfortunately.
Agreed. I'm right with you on that. And that is unfortunate because he's so good.
All right, a couple more pieces of news. We don't know the extent so far. It's not been reported yet, but Ty Montgomery was knocked out of in the first quarter, the Thursday night football game. We will get you more information on that as we have it. We'll probably drop an anchor on it as soon as we get some more information. So follow us on Anchor.
They are saying actually broken ribs. For everybody listening, I'm sure they already know because it's like hours after this recording, but initial reports are saying broken ribs.
Okay.
That's going to suck for a lot of people.
So pick up Jamal Williams, guys.
Yep.
Pick him up.
Pick him up.
Doug Baldwin has been dealing day to day with a groin injury. I still expect him to play on Sunday. Willie Snead's returning. That's it. Cairo Santos was placed on IR if you care about kicker news, because Dale is all about that. And CJ Procise is not expected to play this week.
Right.
That's about it.
That's it. Chris Carson, big week for Chris Carson, I think. Top 15, top 16 guy this week.
Yeah, I think I have him like 18, but somewhere around there.
Okay. RB2 slash flex playing Indianapolis this week. We'll get into that in a little bit, but I think definitely looking good this week.
He just got a reply that was 3 minutes late and wrote hashtag 8 minute member, maybe. No, it's 5 minute member. You missed out,
yep.
Devin. Fucking Devin.
Devin. He's always messing things up. All right. Christian, let's get right into it.
Right into it.
Let's not waste time in this podcast, Christian. Let's just get right into the meat and potatoes. Let's not bullshit.
Help that our live shows today. Like, all right, let's move on.
All right. For those of you that are looking forward to the live show, it's a lot more bullshit than what you're hearing now. But we are going to give you some good fantasy stuff too. Start questions, trade questions, all that good stuff. So definitely listen to it. All right, Christian, we left off at the Detroit-Minnesota game. Is that correct? I believe so, because you wouldn't. We fumbled through the Detroit-Minnesota game. Let's talk about Carolina and New England.
Okay. Carolina and New England. Go ahead.
All right. Carolina, Cam Newton still isn't himself. Isn't the guy who he was a couple of years ago, not even close to that. Watching the game, Cam Newton he's just not accurate. He still has the speed and he's still big and strong enough to, you know, get some goal line plays in there, but man, his accuracy is just off. I'm not liking what I'm seeing here. The only guy I really can even kind of trust is Christian McCaffrey and maybe Jonathan Stewart, but I think Christian McCaffrey holds the most value, especially in PPR leagues against New England. Thoughts?
Hell of a matchup. That's my thoughts.
Yeah.
Hell of a matchup. But it's going to be hard to trust anybody in the receiving game outside of McCaffrey for me. I think Kelvin Benjamin is a low-end wide receiver 3, high-end wide receiver 4, even against what you might think is a great matchup here. You can't trust Cam Newton right now.
Nope.
Really can't, unfortunately. But, you know, if you're in a two-quarterback league, you got to play him. But if you're just in a single-quarterback league like most leagues, then even in a great matchup, I think I might stay away from him this week.
Yep. Kelvin Benjamin still hasn't seen double-digit targets.
What was that?
This year yet.
What was that?
What?
What was that voice crack?
Did I crack my voice?
Mm-hmm. You're way too old for that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Christian McCaffrey, top, you know, 16 or so running back, so you're starting him. Jonathan Stewart is a low-end RB3-ish for you?
Flex. I want to say low-end. I think he's a solid flex, especially in this matchup.
Okay, solid flex. So for you, Jonathan Stewart or Buck Allen, Javorius Allen?
Let's see where I have him on my rankings, because I already really thought about this. I think I'm going Jonathan Stewart here.
Okay. I'd rather have Allen, but okay. Jonathan Stewart or Chris Thompson?
Jonathan Stewart.
I would take Chris Thompson. And I'll give you one more, Jonathan Stewart or Jacquizz Rodgers?
Jonathan Stewart.
I will take all of those options over Jonathan Stewart. So I guess we do disagree really? There.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You want to make a bet on Rodgers versus Stewart?
I would do that.
Okay. That's an eat bet.
Okay.
You're going to eat something gross.
Fine with me. All right.
You don't have a drop. This is not helpful. I don't like this. You need to fix your computer.
I'll try.
It's not a thing. This is a professional podcast. Penis.
I've thought the 5-minute member was maybe like, could be construed to something like sexually, like a member, but we're just going with it anyways.
Ooh. New nickname for my penis. 5-minute member.
We need t-shirts, like 1-minute by the way.
Member. You know what I'm saying?
We need t-shirts to actually say I'm a 5-minute member and send it to everybody. Let's make 10,000 of them.
Or it could be the same shirt, but on the back it says hashtag 5-minute member.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. New England, everybody. You're starting everybody. You're starting Tom Brady. I like Mike Gillisley here. He failed to score last week. He's going to score this week. I like Chris Hogan again. I don't think that this is just a fad that Chris Hogan's actually seeing these pretty valuable targets, especially in the red zone. Thoughts?
I'm trying to see how many wide receivers I have in my top 36 for New England. Give me 1 second. Okay. Cooks is obviously one of them. That's one. Okay. Two with Hogan. Three wide receivers in my top 36. That means you got a pretty damn good offense.
Yeah.
And Gronk to add to that as my number two tight end this week. And then you add in. It's going to be a decent game. It's not like Carolina's defense is a pushover, but it's just I think we've seen what Tom Brady and this offense can do. Fucking 40-year-old Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And
Chris Hogan, just by the way, Chris Hogan is tied with Gronk. With five targets inside the 20-yard line. Chris Hogan's caught three of those. Gronk has only caught one. I think that's a pretty good catch rate inside the 20.
If you're and a Brandon
that
Cooks
ties,
owner.
That ties for fourth in the NFL with targets inside the 20. I don't think that's a fluke. I think you're going to see a lot of that.
If you're a Brandon Cooks owner on the other side, the opposite side of that, I know he had a huge week last week, 131 yards, two touchdowns. Are you all concerned about his targets? Because last week was his season high in targets with 7. He's got 18 targets on the season through 3 games. That's not very good.
No, it's not. But Brandon Cooks has seen more time on the field every week, starting from week 1. I believe he was in the low 80s, right. And this week he was in the high 80s. So as far as percentage,
89%.
Okay, yeah, so I think it's a nice trend, and I don't know if it's going to keep going up. I don't know if he's going to get into the mid-90s,
nope.
But the fact that he's being involved and he's actually getting more involved through the first 3 weeks is just showing that they have some kind of, building some kind of chemistry here. 7 targets week 1, 4 week 2, and 7 again in week 3 for Brandon Cooks. So I like if you get 7 targets in that offense, I'm liking it. If you have him as a wide receiver 2, I'm really, really happy. I think you can get away with him as your best wide receiver if you have some really good running backs.
Okay. Any love at all for Danny Amendola?
No, I think Cooks actually distracts a little bit from that, and Hogan.
Okay. Danny Amendola is pretty much doing the same target-wise as Cooks might be, and he's getting 16.5 yards a catch. I know he's out week 2 against New Orleans, which probably would have been another good game matchup wise.
Yeah.
But all right.
Yeah. Amendola had 5 targets last week. So there's a lot of passing to go around. I'm not too nervous about having Gronk, Hogan, Cooks, and Amendola, but I think Amendola would be the odd man out for me.
I think he is too, but I think he cuts in a little bit more to Hogan than you think.
Okay.
I think he knocks Hogan into a little bit lower down into a wide receiver three for me than Okay, let's move on.
All right.
But three touchdowns on the season for Hogan, so.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't think that's fluky. Right. Jacksonville at New York Jets. Man. Jets lit
What's
up.
What's going
the
on
Dolphins.
With your voice, man?
I know, I cracked again. I think I need some water or something, but I'm gonna keep going. We're going to get a bad review on this. I know it.
Well, probably more to do with the 14 minutes we spent before we actually got to fantasy football.
So Jacksonville at the New York Jets. Like I said, Jets handled the Dolphins easily last week in week three. Jacksonville has put up some really good defensive numbers. I know that their opponents haven't been top-notch, but they've played well when they had to. You can't knock them for that. This is an easy win for Jacksonville.
Yeah. It's crazy, right? That I feel like I'm saying that.
Yeah.
Easy win for Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Marquise Lee or Allen Hurns here. Interested in either one.
Yeah, I am interested. I mean, we kind of said this from the beginning. Marquise Lee is going to be the yardage guy, and Allen Hurns is going to be the touchdown guy. Allen Hurns has had 5 targets inside the 20-yard line, and he's caught all 5 of them, 100% catch rate inside the 20-yard line with 2 touchdowns.
I would be a little bit more concerned. I like Allen Hurns. Okay?
His value is touchdown dependent.
I wanted to be the Allen Hurns guy. His value is super touchdown dependent.
Yes.
And both of those guys saw, let's not take away too much from the Baltimore game, but saw a decrease in snaps heavily in the Baltimore game, probably because it was a fucking blowout. But moving forward, I think Hurns is going to be the guy with all the targets. Oh, my God. Backwards. Lee is going to be the guy with all the targets,
yeah.
And I don't think Hurns will sustain the touchdowns. I was torn on it at first. I think there's going to be a bigger gap in the coming weeks between Lee and Hurns. I think Lee is actually somebody if you can add and can be a top 30 wide receiver rest of season.
Yes. I don't think that's bad. Like we said, Hurns is definitely touchdown dependent. If he gets the touchdowns, he's going to be really good for your team. If he doesn't, you don't have a lot of fallback yardage for him. So, like I said, he's very successful in the red zone. He's the only player in the NFL that has more than 5 targets inside the 20 that's caught all of his passes. So, just he has hands.
He has hands.
He has hands.
He has hands.
All right. Anybody else? Let's see. New York side. Is there anybody here to talk about?
Nope. They're still not touching Robbie Anderson.
No.
You might get one of those every 3 games, but it's not worth trying to figure out when that's going to happen.
Right. And
Leonard Fournette is a top 5 running back for me this week. I think that's worth noting.
Sure. It is. I have Fournette at 9.
Okay.
But it's not crazy. 5 isn't crazy. I have Fournette above Montgomery, like an idiot, Ajay, McCoy, and Freeman.
I have him right behind Hunt, Elliott, Bell, and Freeman, and then Fournette.
Okay. Yeah, I have Gurley ahead of him, too.
I do not.
Okay. All right. What about this Jets situation? Forte is out, it seems. I'm hesitant to say it's going to be the Bilal Powell show. McGuire looked pretty good. He's played well when he's had I know it's very limited, but he's had over 4.5 yards per carry. He hasn't had any carries going to negative yards. That's good.
I think it's still the Bilal Powell show at the running back position.
Just keep an eye on McGuire.
I mean, the one win for the Jets, I know he only averaged 2.5 yards carry, but Powell had 15 rushing attempts.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm just hesitant to say the Bilal Powell show. That's all.
I would not watch that show.
No, That's going to be a show like that comes on after Cops. Nobody watches what comes on after Cops.
So you're saying watch McGuire? I don't see McGuire really. Okay.
That's I don't fine. Know. I picked
he's
him
played
up.
19% of the snaps 2 games in a row. So
I'm
stashing him.
Yeah, I'm stashing him.
I'm not.
He did have a fumble against the Dolphins, but
I would rather stash Dante Foreman.
Dante Foreman's going to be picked up in most leagues already.
Deontay Foreman.
Yes, he's
gonna, never know how to say that.
I don't either. It's Deontay okay. Foreman. I know what you're saying. Just say Foreman. I get you.
Okay.
He's picked up in most leagues anyways. I think I dropped Kenyon Drake for him in a deep league. So,
okay.
Is that good enough? Is that fair?
That's good enough. That's fine.
Okay. All right. Jumping over to Pittsburgh and Baltimore. Another 1 o'clock game. I'm not loving Ben Roethlisberger this game playing at Baltimore. He doesn't have a good history, especially playing at Baltimore. I try to tune this stuff out. You know, because I think they are weird stats that aren't very consistent and reliable.
Weird stats. Hashtag weird stats.
But I just don't trust Big Ben. I will play Antonio Brown just because he's Antonio Brown. I like Love Bell here.
Holy crap. Okay. Did you just get the same breaking news that I just got?
I did not.
While trying to relieve Ty Montgomery, Jamal Williams suffered a knee injury.
Jesus.
That is not... Okay, that's not good.
No. All right. That's bad.
I don't even know to tell you who to pick up, guys. This is happening right on air. I will give you a better answer in our live show.
There you go. That stinks. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't have any running backs. Randall Cobb?
Back to Randall Cobb.
Yeah. Exactly.
All
right. Get back to Baltimore, Pittsburgh here.
Sure about that? I think a lot of people care about this. They're going to want to know.
Look, I'm going to scream it from the rooftops one more time. Jesse James is definitely worth having on your roster, especially in a league where these tight ends, a lot of them aren't performing and you're streaming tight ends. Jesse James is a guy to have on your roster, folks.
Okay. He's a little bit banged up, so I'm... Yeah. He's going to be questionable this week.
He's going to play.
Your mom's definitely banged up.
Christian, what did I tell you about mom talk? We're not doing this here. Can you possibly get a louder mouse? Is there any chance you can get a mouse with a larger click button?
No. I don't think so. What? I specifically picked this one so that it would be loud on air.
That's great. Everybody wants
just
to hear that.
Adjust my microphone, put it all the way over here. Lots of noise coming there. Apologize.
All right.
There you go.
Martavis.
I don't know what to do, man. I got to go through our notes. I got to look up stats, you know, right now. I'm trying to look at the Green Bay depth chart, even though you're talking about Jesse James yet a fucking again.
Look. I'm just trying to help out the listeners here.
And so am I. So am I. But my mouse is loud. Buy me a mouse. Start a Kickstarter.
Yeah, really. GoFundMe. Okay, so there's two GoFundMes. One to get Armando to go back to school to learn how to use a mic. And then one to get Christian a mouse that doesn't click.
Or to buy eatnation.com.
Yeah, that's right. We need, how much? 35,000?
Right. Do you think we could actually do a GoFundMe for, like, our necessary materials and our listeners would actually fund it?
No, absolutely not. Our listeners are poor and don't want to give
us anything. You don't know that. Mello is a baller, that guy that I name at least twice a week.
Yeah, Mello probably does have some money, but he looks more like a saver than a spender.
All right, I'm going to put a poll real quick.
What?
Would you consider ever...
No. That's going to look like... Ever, no, without context. Without context, it's going to look like you're like... It's like you're asking a girl, would you ever want to go out with me? It's like you're asking her out already. That's stupid. say, are you rich? Are you rich enough to donate money to our podcast? Not donate.
Now you can hear my keyboard, right?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Because I moved my mic, but now it's close to my keyboard.
Jesus Christ. By the way, the cheapest tick.
I love how I'm telling you that I'm putting up a poll and you're absolutely fucking silent. But then when I'm about to talk. Okay, never mind. Move on.
The cheapest available tickets right now for this Sunday is the Dallas and Rams game in Dallas. There are over 4,500 tickets available from starting at $6. Is it because there's like a lot of standing room only in that stadium? $6? That's crazy.
I opened up Twitter, and for some reason, the live video is not Thursday Night Football like it was last year, which is super disappointing. Right. Yeah. It's some random girls volleyball.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Can't say it's annoying, though, because
girls volleyball is fun.
It's certainly interesting to watch visually.
Yes. What's not fun to watch visually?
Position changes in porn.
All right, so can we get back to the Pittsburgh-Baltimore game?
Always zoom in on the guy's asshole.
Jesse James, stashable.
Yeah,
yes.
While they're on the guy's asshole.
Oh, jeez. That's the worst.
Did I just take it too far?
You did.
Probably not supposed to be on a podcast.
Speaking of guys' assholes, what do you think about the Baltimore Ravens backfield?
I think it's Buck Allen's job, man.
Yeah.
Let's throw out week three. It's Buck Allen's job. Somebody fucking dropped him in one of my leagues. Super frustrating because I was fourth on waivers. It's not a fab budget league. And I put in a claim. I'm like, who the hell dropped this guy? I think he's a top 24 running back the rest of the season.
Yes.
Why is my voice so high?
I don't know. I think you're getting passionate about Buck Allen, which I like. I like to hear this passionate voice. Tell me more.
This is the same voice I had for Isaiah Crowell last year.
Exactly.
Top 24 running back rest of the season, Javorius Allen, Buck Allen. Your guy's nickname is Buck. I don't even know if that's a nickname or if that's like his middle name or.
Yeah, no, it's a nickname.
Who knows?
All right, Joe Flacco not starting him. His tight end, Ben Watson?
Question mark?
Ben Watson is banged up himself. At this point of recording, I'm not sure he's even going to play. He only had 3 targets last week after his pretty good game at 8 targets in week 2. Joe Flacco does like his tight ends, but I don't know if this is going to work out, especially this week.
Tight ends.
Any pass catchers in Baltimore you like?
Javorius Allen.
Yeah, Jeremy Maclin, he was in the concussion protocol. Is he cleared to play yet? I don't believe so.
I'm not sure. I would, but he is, even if he is, a wide receiver 4 this week. Not
right.
Really somebody that I would.
Let me put it this way. Like. Preseason, I was touting to draft Pittsburgh Steelers defense because of the schedule like they have now. Still a pretty good start for the Pittsburgh defense here.
Okay. I agree.
All right.
I agree.
Really quick, Tennessee and Houston. Let's start with Houston really quick. Lamar Miller, I still think he's startable. I'm starting him as a flex. Definitely not dropping him. I try to trade him. You're just not going to get any value out of him right now. I definitely think... Huh?
You're not. And he's going to be a frustrating running back to have because he's never really going to give you those boom games.
No.
He'll be fine.
He's going to give you 60 yards and you hope for a touchdown, which it just doesn't look promising right now.
Right, exactly.
No, Foreman is a guy in the red zone, unfortunately, and it might stay like that. So you're hoping that Lamar Miller is going to pick up a couple of receptions and score for you. Besides that, Deshaun Watson, viable option here.
viable in terms of top
stream a desperate streamer.
Yeah, but I just feel like you could still stream Alex Smith if you had to. You can stream
definitely
Trevor Siemian.
Definitely. I like Simi. I like both of those.
I'd rather
guys
stream those guys.
Yes, 100%.
Than Watson. So I don't see the need for Watson, to be honest.
Okay. Fair enough.
Listen.
What?
Tennessee has been putrid against quarterbacks. Like, just awful. If I'm not mistaken, third most fantasy points allowed to quarterbacks. And I'm trying to do that off the top of my head. So you're hopeful that Watson can be good, but I mean, what does that mean? 250 yards and hopeful for two touchdowns? I don't see much more than that.
Correct.
So I don't, that's like his ceiling, and I don't even think it's that. So
okay.
I kind of want to disagree with you here.
Fair enough.
I think he's a top 20 quarterback, but not much more than that.
Okay. Fair enough. I mean, like I said, I think he's a viable streamer. I think a top 20 is still, if you're playing in a league with a bunch of people that have two quarterbacks, he's streamable.
Okay. I'd rather play
Carson Palmer at home against San Francisco.
I would rather play Carson Palmer. I'd rather play Jay Cutler.
How about Eli Manning at Tampa Bay?
No, I would not rather play Eli Manning. I don't trust Eli Manning whatsoever. I'd rather play Cam Newton. I'd rather play Andy Dalton.
Yeah, me too.
Trevor Siemian, Alex Smith, Carson Wentz.
Okay.
I'd rather play your boy Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like you said, around the 20 range is okay. I agree with that. I'm not going to disagree.
But that's bottom half, so why are you mentioning it?
Okay. I'll take it back. I'll erase everything.
I think it's better news
said
for the wide receivers than for him.
Yes. Start DeAndre Hopkins with confidence here. I'm okay with that. All right.
There you go.
Okay.
DeAndre Hopkins is like a top 10 wide receiver this week.
There you go. Tennessee, I like Marcus Mariota enough. And a lot, actually. I know Houston defense is stout, and they don't give up a lot, but I think Marcus Mariota is going to have a good game here.
I would start Rishard Matthews as a top 30 wide receiver this week. I think you can get away with that and feel good that Rishard Matthews will be productive enough. I think slowly but surely he's proving that he's still a guy that will be productive enough that you can flex him on most weeks.
And you're starting DeMarco Murray, correct?
Yes. I am starting DeMarco Murray. One good game that he showed last week. I'm not doing it with confidence.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it with confidence at all. Like, he'll be a low-end wide receiver. Low-end running back 2 for me once my rankings are all finalized. I think I have him like 22 right now.
Yeah. Okay. Startable. All right, next game. San Francisco at Arizona.
Not going to say anything about Murray. You're just going to say okay?
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm not going to waste time talking about it more. And he is I think he's
19. He's not been that good except for last week. The matchup's not that good.
Correct. But I do think he gets work. I think Tennessee wins this game pretty easy.
Okay. Over under 70 rushing yards for DeMarco Murray.
I'll take the over.
Over under 100 total yards.
Under.
I would take the under on 100 total yards. As
yeah,
well.
Yeah. All right.
And I'd probably take the under on 70 rushing yards. I just don't know. I think he might score and save your day.
Maybe. San Francisco at Arizona. You don't really want to play anybody, especially in the passing game in San Francisco. Brian Hoyer, definitely not. I'm not starting Pierre Garçon if I can help it.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
All right.
Carlos Hyde, and that's it? Only San Francisco player starting?
Yeah, yeah.
I think Garçon is a flex-worthy, you know, wide receiver or wide receiver 3. I think he's okay enough. Arizona's pass defense does not scare me. But outside of that, nobody else I would trust. I played Pierre Garçon over J.J. Nelson on the opposite side of the ball.
Yeah. How about Marquise Goodwin? He's pretty much their number 2 wide receiver.
No. Just Garcon for me. Only guy I'm
trusting. I would feel better about Goodwin than Garcon, actually. Is that crazy? Just because I think they're going to lock up Garcon enough where Goodwin...
Just based on targets, the work will be there. 10 targets, 5 targets, 10 targets for Garcon in the first 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Playing about 84% of snaps. He's just going to get enough work against a poor pass defense. Worse than bottom half, what I want to say here. Bottom quarter pass defense in Arizona.
Okay. Arizona's really good locking up the wide receiver one. Their wide receiver two, they don't really do a good job on, I think. Goodwin, I'm not starting Goodwin. I'm not saying to start him. I'm just saying I think the gap between him and Garcon are going to be really close this week, really small.
Let's see where I have Goodwin ranked.
You should, wherever you have him ranked, you probably should bump him up just a little bit.
Goodwin, Goodwin, Goodwin. I'm just going to do this live on air.
Yeah.
71.
Yeah. See, I have him at 61.
All right. Well, I'm going to go 60. I'm going to do this right on air. I'm going to move Marquise Goodwin to 60 just because you told me to.
Yeah, I think you should. I think that's a smart move.
That's a smart move.
I think
so. And then I'm going to get a little notification. Hey, you had Marquise Goodwin the highest.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
You know what? You know what? 59. Just the best DY2 now.
Damn. Okay, now the love's gone too far.
59, Marquise Goodwin.
I don't think it's crazy. I really don't.
I believe you. I believe you. It's not enough, but I believe you.
Yeah. All right. Philadelphia at Los Angeles.
Philadelphia
versus Los Angeles Chargers.
Lots of feels.
Yes. I like Carson Wentz here. I like Carson Wentz more
like
and more.
People. Stop saying you like people. Is he a top 12 quarterback?
No. Okay. But I can still like him.
You are obsessed with like and love that word. Oh, I love whatever. And it's just like a mediocre thing.
I'm sorry. Okay, so you go ahead. You tell me who you like and love.
I love you, Dale.
Carson Wentz is 14 for me. He's above guys like Andy Dalton. He's above all like the kind of streamer type guys. Andy Dalton, Jay Cutler, Alex Smith. I have him above all those guys.
I'd rather have Alex Smith.
Want to take a neat bet? Carson Wentz over Alex Smith?
No. I don't want to take a neat bet on that.
Okay.
It's too close for me. They're only separated by 2 spots.
It's close. I'm being aggressive. I'm sorry.
I got to sucker you into e-bets.
Yeah, so I like Carson Wentz here, like I said. And his rankings are going up more and more. They don't really reflect where he's ranked right now overall, but I'm liking him more and more every week, and I'm getting more and more confidence in him. I'm just afraid he's going to break down. I'm afraid they're going to give him too much leeway, and he's going to break down like he did last year and start throwing a ton of interceptions.
Okay. He's okay. He's fine. He started the season with some rough matchups, so I think better days are ahead for Carson Wentz. I think he's going to be fine this week. I just stopped, loving and liking people so much.
Okay. Alshon Jeffrey should get around 10 targets. That's enough for a solid wide receiver 2 value at least. Do you agree?
Sure. 10 targets, probably a little high. He did that once this year in the 3 games that they've played. 8, 9 targets? 10 is a little.
I mean, he had 13 week 2. He had 8 week 3. It's not crazy to say he's going to get 10 targets this week.
Fine. He will get 9 targets, Dale. That's as high as I'm going.
against the Chargers? I think he has a little bit more than that. One guy I don't like is Philip Rivers.
Yeah, is it because his name is... Never mind.
What?
Let's just move on.
I'm not liking Philip Rivers so much. He hasn't... I think he has 3 touchdowns or 4 touchdowns in the first 3 games. I think that's probably his lowest in the last 3 or 4 years at least. So when do you start getting concerned about Philip Rivers? Or do you just say, it's Philip Rivers and he'll get going because he always does?
He'll get going like he always does, but it won't be the guy that a lot of people had hoped for at the start of the season.
Yeah, Phillip Rivers is becoming the guy that sits on my bench and plays good matchups. I'm not sure. I mean, he's not a streamer. He's not droppable by any means, but he's sitting on my bench waiting to be started on good matchups. And, okay. And I'm playing somebody like Jameis Winston against the Giants over Phillip Rivers this week. Is that too bold?
No, it's not too bold.
Okay.
Phillip Rivers is getting old. If he fell off this year, it's also not surprising.
Yeah. I have Kirk Cousins above Phillip Rivers, and Kirk Cousins is playing against the Chiefs Monday night.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
All right. Keenan Allen should get his normal share and be just fine. Melvin Gordon... And I think I talked about this with Armando. Armando was really high on Gordon to begin the season. I think Gordon is going to emerge as the number one overall running back. I wouldn't be surprised. I know Kareem Hunt's making a case, but I think Gordon's going to be so consistent.
No.
You don't think so?
I think you're kind of crazy.
Okay, I could be. I mean, Kareem Hunt, what he's showing us, yes. If he can sustain it, 100%. He's played three games, so less.
I'm trying to think of who else besides Hunt and Bell I would want over Gordon. I'd rather have Devonta Freeman rest of the season than Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with you over it. I'm just saying, I think Melvin Gordon looks great.
Really? His 3.3 yards a carry look great?
That's who he is. He's going to get the opportunity, though, and Phillip Rivers isn't lighting the world on fire, so.
He's not a good running back, and I think his season actually gets worse from here on.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
He showed that he could easily get banged up like he did last game, where he only played 45% of the snaps because he missed, like, half the game.
Right. I mean, he has played Denver and Kansas City, don't forget.
Denver's rush defense is not...
No, but they control the ball, though.
Okay. Melvin Gordon. I'm trying to see what I can say about him for this week. He's not a top 10 running back this week.
That's crazy.
You think that's crazy?
Melvin Gordon is not top 10?
Not a top 10 running back this week.
That's crazy.
And I think that's an e-bet that we should make.
Actually, I did my rankings just right before the air, and he did get bumped out of the top 10, which is crazy for me. So I'm sorry. I mean, I put Cook ahead of him, Fournette, Ajayi, McCoy. All those guys are ahead of him, so yeah.
Thought I might get you in that bet.
No, I mean, yeah, no, I apologize for even trying to argue with you there. He might be out of top 10 this week.
Okay.
All right. New York Giants at Tampa.
Sorry, I was looking at schedule adjusted fantasy points allowed, and Philadelphia is the last possible defense you want to play if you're a rusher, if you're a running back, right now through three games. I know it's small sample size.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's all. Fair enough. All I got to say.
Okay. New York Giants at Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I like Jameis Winston. I like Mike Evans. DeSean Jackson, I think I'm playing him in leagues where I have him benched waiting. I know we're going to talk about Oakland, Denver next, but I might even play DeSean Jackson over Amari Cooper this week. We could talk about that if that's crazy or not. And this is the last game before Doug Martin comes back. So,
Lord knows I'm waiting for that.
Yes. I'm excited about the Tampa Bay game. The New York Giants, I'm not playing Eli Manning. Man, I cringe at the thought of playing Odell Beckham.
Why? Tampa Bay's defense has been putrid against wide receivers. Did you not see Diggs and Thielen last week?
I think Case Keenum played much better than what we've seen Eli Manning play all season.
Odell Beckham is a top 12 wide receiver this week, for sure, like locked in.
Okay, We're talking about a guy who should be top
wide receiver.
Yeah, should be top. This week he's top five?
Yeah.
I'll take an e-bet on that.
No, it's too small. of a thing. There's so many like random things that can happen. But I will lock in that he'll be top 12.
I bet you he's outside top 8.
Why though? There could just be like something random happens and Chris Hogan gets 3 fucking touchdowns and suddenly he's number 9. Odell Beckham is.
I don't like this offense at all, and I don't think they're worth betting on. If I was a betting man, I wouldn't bet on the New York Giants offense. Okay.
I trust Odell Beckham enough that he will be just fine.
Okay.
This week.
All right. Outside top 8. Lock it in.
Make it 10 and I'll make that bet. Because I said 12 and you said...
No, you said 5. And then you said 12, no, and so I'm splitting about, the
like,
difference.
Where he's drafted and stuff like that. You expect him to be top 5 every week.
Yeah, yeah. The fact that we're even talking about it shows that Odell Beckham.
Oh my god! Fine. Okay. Fine.
Okay. Okay. Fine. Move on. Fine. Right. Oakland at Denver. I expect Denver to play better. I expect C.J. Anderson to play much, much better. He's coming off a horrible game against Buffalo last week. Mm-hmm. He's going to bounce back. I have C.J. Anderson in the top 10 this week.
Okay, it's not crazy.
And I think Trevor Siemian is going to be the guy who we've kind of started to get to know a little bit this year.
Right.
Pretty solid. Not lighting up the world, but solid, doesn't make mistakes. Okay. I don't like Amari Cooper or Michael Crabtree this week.
I love Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders this week.
Fair enough.
I love them both. I think they will both be double-digit fantasy points, both top 16 wide receivers.
Okay. Not crazy.
Which I think is nice for Emmanuel Sanders owners, and I think Demaryius Thomas can sneak into that top 12 this week.
Not crazy. I'm playing Sanders.
Okay.
What are we doing with Marshawn Lynch here? What are we doing with him moving forward? What are we doing with him forever?
What you're doing with Marshawn Lynch is you are handcuffing him and you're rolling him out.
Who are you handcuffing him with?
Washington?
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
There's that.
Marshawn Lynch has had only 6 attempts inside the 20-yard line and has gained 12 yards out of those 6 attempts.
Oof. That's not good.
Not the Marshawn Lynch that we used to see 3 years ago, but hey, we try to warn you. He hasn't played football in over a year. He's not the same guy.
He is not the same guy. Some of the preseason rankings were just nuts. Marshawn Lynch, like a top 12 running back, and that's absurd. I think Washington's your guy. Man, I am looking at Lynch's snap percentage. It's surprisingly low. I'm going to read these out because this is not what my eyeballs have seen, but give me his snap percentage on the season.
75%.
It's 40%.
Wow.
I would have thought it was around 60%. It is 40% on the season.
Well, the good thing
48% is 48% in week 1, 40% in week 2, 31% in week 3. Listen to me, people. Pick up DeAndre Washington. That's all I have to say.
It's a little bit of game script, too, but this is to note as well. Inside the 10-yard line, he has received 100% of his team's rushes. So that's something good.
Marshawn Lynch does not play a bottom half rush defense until he plays Miami, which is week 9.
Okay.
You talk about Denver in week 4, Baltimore in week 5, Chargers, which that's definitely going to skew the other way, and it's probably not going to be a bad matchup by week 6, but Chargers week 6, Kansas City week 7, which is going to be a tough matchup, and week 8, Buffalo.
Yeah.
I think all of those minus the Chargers are not going to be good weeks for Marshawn Lynch.
Yep.
So I'm going to take back my comment about roll him out there. maybe you can get away with it, but I'm going to take that back. keep Marshawn Lynch on your bench for the next couple weeks and pick up DeAndre Washington.
Yeah, I'm benching Amari Cooper, and I tried my best to trade him away, and I couldn't do it. Nobody was taking the bait.
Trade who?
Amari Cooper.
You're trying to trade him away?
Yes.
Why?
Well, I think his schedule is just as bad as what you read for Marshawn Lynch. I think those are pretty good pass defenses as well. I'm just nervous for him. That's all.
I think this is a bad week for Cooper, but there's better days ahead.
Sure.
But second half of the season is going to be nice for Cooper, though.
Yeah, but I can't afford to wait 5 more weeks.
Man, I really wish you could get this drop situation fixed, because I just want you to play I Don't Want to Wait.
All right, a couple more games here, Christian. Actually, one more game. Two more games, I'm sorry. Indianapolis at Seattle. I am staying away from everybody on Indianapolis, including T.Y. Hilton if I have to. Do you agree?
Frank Gore can't keep scoring, right? He's got to stop at some point.
Yeah.
Especially in Seattle.
In Seattle, yeah.
He's got to stop, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. Probably stay away from everyone.
Yeah. Seattle, I'm excited to see what Chris Carson has. This is going to be the first game post-hype, I guess you can say it. he should get a good amount of work in this game. Probably playing ahead, or at least managing the clock to stay ahead. I like Russell Wilson here. Jimmy Graham, I still don't like. Do you like Jimmy Graham more or less than ever? I can care less.
That'd be fine.
Like I said, that
I don't want to go back to Frank Gore though.
Okay, what?
Just for a second.
What?
This is Frank Gore's stats for the first three games: 10 rushes for 42 yards and one catch. 14 rushes for 46 yards. And no catches. 25 rushes for 57 yards. And one catch for no yards. He now has 49 rushing attempts for a total of 145 yards. Averaging 2.9 yards a carry. And yet has 4 fucking touchdowns on the season.
Yeah.
I hate Frank Gore. He plods his terrible self into fantasy value. He's not a good running back anymore. But, yeah, God bless him. He's probably still going to score you 8 fantasy points and be okay.
No, you're done?
Yeah, I'm done. Okay. I hate that guy.
Okay.
So frustrating. He's going to finish the season as a top 15 running back. And it's going to be ugly. You're going to get 8 points and then 7 points and then, 10 points and then 6 points.
All right.
Screw that guy.
Yeah. So, like I said, I don't like Jimmy Graham. It's not just the matchup. It's just the play and how they're utilizing him. Russell Wilson will be just fine. And Chris Carson's going to be an interesting experiment to watch how it unfolds. I hope he has what it takes.
Carson experiment. I would watch that show.
Yeah, that would be good.
What was the other show that we talked about earlier? Was it the Javorius Allen show?
Yeah, maybe the Buck Allen show. Yeah.
No, that wasn't who it was. It was somebody else.
How about Too Many Cooks?
That show. That show's the hit show premiering on Fox Tuesday nights.
Oh, man. I would love to be able to have some production value and make a trailer for that show. That'd be awesome. All right. Let's move on to the Monday night game. Washington at Kansas City.
Monday night.
I like Kirk Cousins. I think Terrell Pryor. I kind of hope he breaks out a little bit here.
I thought he would last week. I'm not trusting it this week either. I don't think it's a great matchup for Terrell Pryor to break out, but maybe it's one of those counterintuitive games where, okay, it's not a great matchup. You rely on what should be your best receiving weapon a little more heavily, but I can't trust him, man. I thought he would be a top 24-ish wide receiver this year, and he's basically going to be in my 30s until he proves me otherwise.
Yeah, Me too. And I think this could be the game. I really hope.
The targets were there in week one, but last 2 weeks they have not been there. Four targets over the last each of the last 2 weeks, Dale. That's snap percentage is fine. He's playing over, you know, he's playing 80-something% of his snaps.
Right.
So tell me why he's not being productive.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's only getting four targets a game. He's being out-targeted by Jamison Crowder, who's been fucking terrible. So
yes. Kansas City. We both have Kareem Hunt as the number one running back this week, right?
And rest of season.
Well, we don't both have him number one rest of season, I don't think.
No, but I have that. I have him number one rest of season.
I didn't say you. I said we. I'm your co-host. Do you remember?
This is my show. The Christian Burrito Show, premiering Tuesday nights right after Cooks and
Too Many Cooks.
Too Many Cooks. Catch us right after Too Many Cooks.
I like Alex Smith this week as a streamer.
Dale, we just talked. Okay, fine. You know what?
This is like the like and hate show.
Tuesday night's right before Tuesday he cooks. 7 p.m. You know, not necessarily prime showtime, but, you know.
Yeah.
The like show.
Yeah.
All right.
Alex Smith, I have him ranked higher than Ben Roethlisberger and Tyrod Taylor this week. Does that mean anything to you?
It's fine. It's okay. I think he's a borderline top 12 quarterback.
Okay. It's a show.
Alex Smith is so boring. Holy crap. I just yawned. I just legitimately yawned thinking about Alex Smith.
I got something that will cheer you up.
Okay. Is it food?
No, it's even better.
Damn it.
It's money. It's money.
Ooh.
Do you want to make some money right now?
Sure.
Do you want to do a draft on air just to show, just to kind of talk through people who may or may not be drafting on the app? By the way, guys, Draft, it's an app on your smartphone. It's also playdraft.com. Use a promo code EatSleepFantasy if you've never signed up. Follow us, ESF Dale or ESF Burrito, and then we join, you know, we can put you in these games. It's just like DFS, like traditional DFS, except you actually get to draft, like a snake draft. And it's usually like five-man teams. And I kind of want to do one really quick on air. Maybe this will kind of give you some insight on how we draft and use it. Maybe if you are playing it a lot, you kind of get some tips. And if you aren't, maybe this will kind of give you some guys that we like more than others for the week. So basically playing this one-week matchup. So
go for it. While you set that up, no surprise here, 80% on the poll says they would not donate to our GoFundMe.
Why would you even put that? That's kind of embarrassing.
Although David said, if Armando gets closer to the mic throughout the pod, he'll toss us a crisp five. So we got that going for us. And while you do that, I'm also going to give out a shirt to the first winner of 5 Minute Member. So let's see here. How do I do this? Has to be within the first 5 minutes.
Don't pick somebody in Hawaii or something, please, because I'm sending this off.
All right.
Just random. Just pick one. It's not very hard.
It's just two names came up, so pick one or two.
Two.
Two is Freddy Garcia.
Freddy Garcia. Nice. Congratulations.
Is that the same guy that called in?
I think it is. He said something like, our logo should be leaf blowers because we blow them away every time we get on the podcast or something like that.
Okay.
Right. That was a good one.
That's weird.
Maybe he wasn't. I don't know. I forget.
Just confirm that. I'm doing this on the fly. Just confirm that he did that within.
Do you want me to confirm? I thought that was your job.
Actually, he replied to the tweet within a minute, actually. So he's good.
Okay.
He's a 5 minute member.
Okay. Are you going to reply to him right now on Twitter?
Yep. I'm going to actually send him a DM, let him know.
Okay, cool.
Hey, you won the shirt.
Okay. All right. Christian, are you ready? Because I'm going to go ahead and hit the invite button, but I need you to hurry up and make sure you get in it too. Are you ready?
Okay.
You ready? I am.
Is it am I a douchebag if I say DM me your addy?
Yes, it is very douchebaggy.
All right, I already did that. I'm going to just say it was you. Oh, wait, I'm doing this on air. Damn it. Sometimes I forget I'm on the air. All right, go ahead, Dale.
Okay, I'm creating it. I'm creating it now. You better hop on. Okay. Not enough money. Deposit more to create. God damn it.
Please leave that on the podcast.
$2.70 left. Jesus.
Okay. Ooh, you had a bad week, huh?
Yeah, I did.
Ooh, was it your account with like 30 something bucks in it?
Christian, it was a bad week, okay?
Okay. Jeez. Okay.
And now I got to remember my PayPal.
I
got to remember my...
I think I'm above even from when I first started. So.
All right. Maybe.
I'm doing good across daily stuff.
All right. I just put in 25. Are you ready? I'm creating now. Let's see how quick it fills up. I'm waiting for people. It's a snake draft. 30 seconds per pick. It's game start with that very first game at 9:30. And the total prize pool to get in the game was only $3. And if you win, you get $10.80. So that's a pretty good return on your investment.
Promo code EatSleepFantasy for a free $3 entry.
That's right. Let's see. We have Brandon 715 and Sunroof Superman is also playing. And so.
Oh, man. I was about to invite someone, but it already filled up.
Yeah, it filled up pretty quick.
Damn it. Just like your mom.
Oh, you didn't have to go there.
Neither did. Okay, never mind.
The best spot to be in, obviously, is the first spot because there are five positions in this game. Not only do you get the first pick, but you also get the first pick in the last round. So that helps a little bit. I am the fourth spot out of four, and Christian, you are the third spot out of four.
Love it.
So we are picking. You're basically sandwiched me.
Hey, you know who else we sandwiched?
Who?
Me and your dad sandwiched your mom.
All right. I'll cut out some of this dead air okay. All right, so basically you get 30 seconds per pick, and the first pick was Kareem Hunt. See, that was pretty quick already. Then the next pick was Gurley. Christian is up now. Christian, are you going for running back here? Wide receiver?
I am going for running back. I am going to take my boy Ezekiel Elliott here.
Okay.
But, all right, let's go ahead and take him there.
All right. And I am picking Lev Bell at Baltimore as my first running back. And then
that's cool.
And I have the turn, so I'm picking next for the first pick in the second round, and I'm going wide receiver. There haven't been any wide receivers taken. Because I have Bell, I don't want to double down on Antonio Brown, so I'm going to take Mike Evans as my number one pick against the Giants this week.
Thank you. Because now, since you didn't take Antonio Brown, you know who I'm going to take?
Julio Jones?
What? No.
Joking.
Antonio Brown.
All right. Not bad. So who?
Since my next pick is before you, I'm going to let you know something.
What?
Two guys that we talked about this pod earlier.
Yeah.
Never mind. Because I'm not going to get both picks, and I might actually be able to get both of them.
But tell me one.
I'm hoping Leonard Fournette falls to me in my next pick because I say he's going to be a top five running back this week, and a lot of people don't.
AJ Green,
see that?
AJ Green is a very good pick in draft this week. He's playing Cleveland. I expect a nice game out of him. That was a good pick in the end of the second round. I was kind of hoping he was going to fall to me in the third round, but he didn't.
Julio Jones went before him. Did you mention that?
No, I didn't. Devonta.
Then Devonta Freeman.
So what do you have a strategy here? Are you just going best overall player, or what are you doing? I'm waiting on quarterbacks, right? There's only four people drafting. I'm okay with the top four quarterbacks. So, and of course, Tom Brady gets picked right now.
And so I'm super happy taking Mr. Leonard Fournette, who I believe will be a top five running back this week, along with my Zeke from earlier. So super in love with that lineup for now.
Okay.
Hey, why don't you pick Melvin Gordon since you love him so much?
I am not.
You're all over his dick.
I am not. I'm picking Tyreek Hill versus Washington on Monday night.
Okay.
And in this wide receiver, I got Tyreek Hill, but you can also get tight ends too. So I like to sometimes get Gronk or Travis Kelce. Kelce would have been good, but again, I don't like to double down because the rosters are so small, I don't like to I don't like to get my pick is coming up. I'm going to pick Delvin Cook against I don't want Delvin Cook. I'll take LeSean McCoy.
2 seconds.
LeSean
no
McCoy.
Pressure.
I took LeSean McCoy.
All right, I'm on the clock, and let me tell you something.
What?
I'm going to prove something that I said earlier by drafting this guy.
Okay, who?
And I'll prove that I'm confident in him this week.
You only have 15 seconds.
Who do you think that is?
You better hurry up.
Who do you think that is?
I don't know. Melvin
Remember,
Gordon.
You were hating on him.
Carlos Hyde.
No, you were hating on him.
I don't know. Bilal Powell?
Odell Beckham, Jesus Christ, man. I'm just going to draft it. You suck.
Well, I couldn't see. Now, that's where the strategy comes in, because you can actually look at the teams and see who picked what, and you could have saw that I couldn't get a wide receiver. So.
You're not after me?
I was after you.
Well, not for that pick, I mean.
Right. Oh, right. I understand. Yeah, Beckham was a good pick there.
You're putting your money pick a running back first and then a wide receiver.
Yes,
just FYI.
I know. Sorry. All right, so basically we already have our teams almost completely filled. We all have four people on our team. Christian, who's your quarterback now?
Who's always my quarterback, Dale? Who is always my quarterback, and now do I answer your question?
Carson Palmer?
Russell Wilson.
Yeah. And I'm...
He is my boy.
I'm going Drew Brees against Miami because Miami defense sucks. And it's a Sunday morning game, which I'm really excited about watching. So. Ooh.
So let's read our teams, and then I think do you want to put this on a poll for this week and see who listeners think is going to win here? Pick one.
Perfect.
All right.
We should see who reigns supreme.
Well, me.
Again, guys, we appreciate everybody listening. This podcast ran a little long because Burrito sometimes takes long to explain things,
and I make everything into a poll. So
your mom makes everything into a poll. For Christian Brito, my name is Dale.
Damn it, that was a good one.
Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you guys we'll talk to you later today, live show, don't forget. Hold on, before we get going, let me just give you out the phone number really quick, can I? And just in case, you can also go to eatsleepfantasy.com for all the information, but you can also call 657-383-1195. But go to our website, you can see all the information. Thanks again.
Yeah. Eat, sleep, fantasy, you rocking with the best. NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs, better follow. The conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation, we doing what we like. Tune in every week, guaranteed we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts, I know you plan to be. Joining us on Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Yeah, eat, sleep, fantasy. Woo! Uh-huh. Eat, sleep, fantasy.